It's Monday, the 7th of July, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia has recorded a 1.26 billion Namibia dollar loss for the period 2022-23, according to the state-owned company. The losses were mainly driven by its struggling trading arm, NAMCO Trading and Distribution. Public Relations and Communications Specialist at the corporation, Utara Hoveka.
NAMCO Trading and Distribution has recorded inconsistent performance due to a combination of serious governance lapses, non-compliance to policies, and operational system challenges. These include inadequate internal controls, systems override, stock theft, trading losses, and potential reckless trading. Despite substantial increase in revenue, NAMCO has not achieved profitability. In fact, the sharpest losses were recorded in 2023, where NAMCO posted a net loss of 1.3 billion.
The Namibia Financial Institutions Supervisory Authority has launched a new consumer education website. NAMFISA's Manager for Corporate Communication and Consumer Education, Victoria Raymond.
As Namibia's non-financial sector regulator, NAMFISA knows that regulation alone is not enough, but building a stable and inclusive financial sector requires informed consumers who can make confident decisions. Financial education is not a privilege, it's a right. This website bridges the gap by helping people in urban and rural areas navigate financial services with clarity and security, because this website was designed with the consumer in mind.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's confident the BRICS summit in Brazil will be a success. On the agenda are issues including trade, climate and finance. Ramaphosa made the remarks on the sidelines of the two-day gathering in Rio de Janeiro.
I think it's going to be a very successful summit because many of the issues that are going to be addressed and agreed on are important issues for the geopolitics of the world in a number of areas, from climate change right through to issues of financing. So I think it's going to be a very good summit.
In Kenya, police blocked main roads into Nairobi and restricted traffic on Monday as the country prepared for annual Saba Saba protests. Reuters reports that the rallies commemorate 7 July in 1990, when activists began pushing for multi-party democracy against then-president Daniel Arap Moi. Demonstrators mark the day each year to call for continued democratic reforms. And up to 80 people have died, while more than 40 remain missing, 3 days after hours of heavy rain led to flash flooding in the south central U.S. state of Texas. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a disaster declaration.
We'll continue to be there, and we're working very close with representatives from Texas, and it's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible. All of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas. It's an incredible place.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.